Paris Jackson grew up in a house filled with music.
Tchaikovsky, Debussy. Sometimes we listen to the top 40. We listen to a lot of blues and soul, R&B, hip-hop, obviously Motown.
This eclectic soundtrack is, of course, fitting for a member of Motown's Jackson clan and the daughter of Michael Jackson. And now Paris is adding her own voice to the family playlist. Her debut solo album is called Wilted.
Head hanging down, shredded evening gown, eyes painted black, a tragic paper bag. You were my all, and now I fall to the ground.
For the longest time, Paris Jackson did not want to call herself a musician. She struggled after her father Michael's death with depression and self-harm. We asked her about embracing a family legacy.
Well, besides the obvious fearing being compared to my dad, I don't know. Music has always been such a huge part of my life, and it's always been the air I breathe. Most of my musician friends still love making music, but a handful of musician friends kind of started to see it as a job. I always felt that if I ever saw it as a job, I would start to resent it. And if I don't have music, I don't really feel like I have much. So that was a big fear to accept music as my fate.
But here you are.
Here I am. Yeah.
I mean, your dad gave you this very broad musical education. Was it hard to find your own voice in that? Because it is very different from the music that your dad did.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I could say that I have found my voice or found my sound, because I don't really plan on sticking to this like formula, for example. I mean, like, this album is, because it's a concept record, all the songs are very uniform and they all go together. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the next projects I work on, I don't plan on sticking with the same sound. I want to explore. I want to experiment. I want to, you know, check out different layers, different textures. I'm really still on that journey of discovery.
So leave my body or take my soul. Yeah, just be somebody or let me go. What's it gonna be? Trying to find a surface to stand on. What's it gonna be?
So tell me about how you created this album. What is that story?
It's a story of love and betrayal and heartbreak, and it goes into a rebirth. While it is autobiographical in a sense because I did write it, I do feel as though it was written in a way that is vague enough to where most people can relate to it, because everybody's experienced heartbreak. Everyone's experienced betrayal and pain in some form or another, you know.
My heart ain't something I can amputate now. You broke me all the way down. My walls are tumbling down.
I don't know. I find it easier to write sadder songs because sadness and pain is more complex, but love is a very simple thing. So the harder, more painful songs on the record, I go really in depth. I use a lot of metaphors, you know, it's more poetic.
Of course, you're Michael, you know, Jackson's daughter, but wasn't he sort of fiercely protective of your privacy? I remember, you know, so much that he was very much trying to protect all of his children from the public eye. Did you have to grapple with how you were going to become a public persona?
Yeah, it was pretty difficult for a while because I was just very confused for a long time as to why everyone just can't be happy, why I couldn't please everyone. Because I came into the spotlight pretty young, and like when I was like maybe 13 when I first got on social media, So I was just very confused why I couldn't say anything without someone getting upset. So it took a really long time for me to finally get to a point where I'm like, okay, well, can't please everyone. If I go left, I'm wrong. If I go right, I'm wrong. So I might as well just be myself.
Just wondering if you had to sort of reintroduce yourself to people now, what do you want people to know about Paris Jackson today?
I don't know. I just say maybe give me a chance first. Try and understand me before you judge me. Can it be all right again? If the sun comes out tomorrow,
that was Paris Jackson. Her album, Wilted, is out now. Thank you very much.
Thank you.